96.5 KLH. Let's welcome Johnny Jurkovic, the Croatian sensation. Jurko, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic, as are a lot of Packer fans.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Described as a shaky victory, but a victory nonetheless.
It was nerve-wracking.
They don't ask Kyle. They just ask how many, right, John?
Right. Down 21-7 going into the fourth. You find a way to get it done in overtime. That's all that matters.
So, today is the day that Aaron Rodgers gets the big scan, okay, on his collarbone. Now, a lot of people, you know, this has been kind of the buzz. There are so many Packer fans that are very, very excited about it. I'd say the majority are. But there is, even though it's a small percentage, some people who think, look, this team, even if they make the tournament, the playoffs, they can't go all the way with this team as it is. So maybe we should just keep him, wrap him in bubble wrap, and keep him till next year. What's your take on that?
You're talking about the vocal minority.
Okay, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. And I would tell them that nothing is guaranteed. They won before, I believe, as a 5 or 6 seed. They won a Super Bowl.
6 seed, yep.
All you want to do is get into the tournament, guys. That's mm-hmm. all you want to do. You want to be one of those 6 teams. I played on that Jayville team that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were 4-7. We won our last 5. We squeaked into the playoffs. We beat Buffalo 30-27. We went out to Denver as 14-point dogs, and we beat them 30-27. Identical score, shockingly enough. And we were one play away from the AFC Championship game from beating the New England Patriots. So you want to be in the tournament. You want to beat the big ball. You know, there's no way Cinderella becomes Cinderella if she doesn't go to the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
Those little mice aren't sewing up a dress for her, and that pumpkin doesn't turn into a carriage.
No, you're right.
You know, so you've got to be invited to the dance to be able to play, or you got to qualify for the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So the only championship worth winning is this year's. You know, sitting thinking about future championships, there's no guarantee.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen in the off season. You don't know if this team's going to get better or it's going to get worse.
That's a good
point. What do you do now? What do you do now is if your guy's healthy, and he should be,
mm-hmm.
put him into the game, win your final 3 games, and hope 10 victories is enough to get you in.
That's going to be tough, though, because there's so many teams that are kind of bottlenecked in there. But
well,
still,
Seattle lost yesterday, which is a good thing.
Right.
What's up with Seattle? Let's talk about them for a second. Michael Bennett,
high strung. You know?
Michael Bennett diving at the guy's knees on a kneel down.
Listen, it's beyond the point of being ridiculous. Some of the behavior of those, and they believe they're right. They believe everything they do is fantastic.
Right.
You know. So, you know, what do? The Jags played, you know, very well early, gave themselves a big cushion. Seattle tried to come back with Russell Wilson and the boys, Doug Baldwin. They couldn't get it done, and at the end of the game, there was some saltiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then obviously fans should never throw anything, guys.
Right.
No,
whatever you do, keep whatever you have in the stands. Nothing should ever enter the field of play. And then one guy whizzed the bottle right by that guy's head, number 99.
Yeah,
and he was like, "I'm going to go find that guy." He must have saw the guy throw it, and he was going to go find him.
He was,
and let him know. And I'm glad whoever that fat bald guy was trying to hold him back.
Mm.
I'm glad whoever he is did a decent job of containing that individual, because he'd have hurt some people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or he would have just grabbed the guy and scared the living hell out of him, which I think either situation is bad for the NFL.
Be honest, though. There are times you wouldn't minded like jumping up into the stands.
I had a guy show me Hostess Donuts in New York.
Yeah.
The Jets, you know, he showed me in, and I said, "Throw me the box, pal." He gave me the box. I opened it up and had one. It was delicious. Yeah.
Those are good.
You never want to turn down a donut.
Yeah, those are.
And not only that, but the package was closed and it wasn't compromised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like he stopped by that morning and decided to get them.
So he put some thought into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he probably had thought about doing it for a long time.
Uh huh.
And then finally did it.
It would have been rude not to take one.
Too, so.
It would have been rude not to take one, Doreen said.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that.
Exactly. You know, and I'm in their city. They're hosting me.
Mm-hmm.
So who am I to turn down something?
Right.
You know, speaking of traditions, we were talking this morning about unusual food traditions. Country music star Luke Bryan said that his family eats chili dogs on Christmas Eve. And I know that based on your background, we've talked a little bit about this in the past, some of the more unusual foodstuffs that can be found around the holidays on the Jurkovic table.
We have, and there's a lot of weird things that can happen, especially, you know, for us on Christmas. That's when my mom and dad usually host my family. We get over there on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had, obviously, lamb. We have a lamb and a pig, like half a lamb, half a pig.
Now, what animal is it when your uncle fights over the cheek?
That's the lamb.
That's the lamb.
He wants
that's
the cheek the meat. Okay, all right.
Cheek meat on the lamb, the eyes, the tongue, all very good delicacies for him.
What about for you?
Yeah, just...
No, for me, I enjoy lamb, but I just like enjoy the normal portions of lamb that one would have, mm-hmm. you know, like
the leg and
the ribs, yeah, sure. Leg of lamb, you know, all the good stuff that the lamb does offer for an individual. And lamb is best eaten hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So right when it comes off the spit, boom, they cut it up, and that's when it's best. Lamb gets cold, it's not as good. Pig, on the other hand, pig is good hot, pig is good cold. Pork is exceptional either way. So when you get leftovers for pork, everybody wants to take the pork home.
Sure.
So they can eat it, you know, at the house.
Right.
But, you know, on Christmas Eve, it's the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's when you have perch, you have some shrimp.
Right.
You know, you have other
seafood
items.
Big in the Italian, community.
The Italians do love the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Absolutely.
You know, some calamari. Yeah. No, it's delicious, but... You know, my mom makes the sarma with the beef neck, beef neck in there, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's pickled cabbage that they wrap it up in. And the pickled cabbage is just phenomenal.
Really?
You've never had pickled cabbage?
No, never have.
Oh, my.
Okay.
In a soup, and it's like, somebody makes a cabbage soup up there. I forget which nationality does. But that cabbage soup is something similar to that. Just imagine that the cabbage with the meat and rice rolled up.
Yep, the Polish do that.
Yeah, Gwomkis. The Polish Gwomkis, people call them Gwomkis.
Yes.
We call it sarma.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Yeah.
All right, John, you're not normally someone who predicts outcomes of games, but
if
Aaron Rodgers comes back, huge boost to the Packers.
Yeah, and they play Carolina, right, guys? Mm-hmm.
Carolina, and then they have the Minnesota Vikings on deck, too.
See, it's a chance to make headway, guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the Minnesota game will be important for Green Bay, not as important, I believe, for Minnesota.
Right.
So if Minnesota continues to win out, I don't think that final game is going to mean much to them.
Which is good.
Which is good for you guys.
Right.
Then they might want to rest Case Keenum. They might want to rest Adam Thielen.
Did you ever think you'd say that in your entire life? They might want to rest Case Keenum.
Never.
Never. All right, my friend. Well, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, take care.
Hopefully the scan is good.
All right, we'll let you know. Thanks, Yurko.
Fingers crossed.
All right, take care. Bye. Johnny Jurkovic right there. Yurko, the Croatian sensation.